process and how we're saying it's interesting to go down to Brown City and play, that if anything funky's going to happen, it's going to happen at Brown City Court.
It definitely will. Brown City plays tough at home, and even with a new coach this year, if Harbor Beach doesn't bring their A game, they could struggle.
So, I think Harbor Beach will fill it out, as long as they don't give themselves a hole to start out with like they did with Public. The other games that we got going on tonight in the girls will be Mayville at Sandusky and the boys. It's a doubleheader. For the boys' side, they're 0-4. Sandusky's 3-3. They're playing at Sandusky. That's pretty much a given.
I would think so. Sandusky boys are an interesting team. They can beat almost anybody on a given night, but I just don't see Mabel having enough to stay with them. I did get a girls' score for you. Sandusky beat them 63-20. The girls' score, the game is already done. So they're doing a boy-girl doubleheader down there tonight in Sandusky.
And, of course, they keep their unblemished record. Now that makes Sandusky move on to 15-0 and 7-0, which, you know, that doesn't surprise me while we're talking about it, Brent. We know that they always are a good coach team, and they always have them ready to go down there. You know, I think this is probably one of the better Sandusky's girls team that we've seen in years because they're so well-balanced.
Coach Chamotte does a great job with them always, but I was able to see them last Monday night play Deckerville, and they don't have a single superstar, which you're talking about. They're really balanced. It's hard to guard against just one or two players, and because of that, I think this might be one of the better teams they've had.
I mean, you see the same names come up there for the stats. Hale, you know, I believe it's Whitney Fox,
yep.
And then there's one more that I can't think of right off the top of my head, are always in the double digits, but it's their role players, I guess you want to call them, that are stepping up underneath, that get you the 6-7, or get those timely rebounds or outlets or hustle plays that you really need. So it's going to be interesting when it comes district time. You and I will be doing the girls' districts, and Sandusky's in this district up here, and it's going to be a tall order for any of the girls to be able to pull something off there.
Well, it definitely is, and I tell you what, they still got one tough league game with Marlette yet. Marlette girls have really surprised a lot of teams this year, and they just have that one league loss, and they have a game remaining with Sandusky. So,
and is that at Marlette?
I'm not sure.
I can't remember either, but either way, it's tough. I've seen Sandusky lose at home. Brown City beat them there last year in a big game, and we saw it when we were coaching over there and pulled it off. And they can be beat at home. But to move on the list, then, we've got North Huron Warriors at Fort Hope. That's pretty much a given. You know, I hate to say that about Fort Hope, but, you know, they're small. They don't have a big boys team. But they play with a lot of heart, and you got to give them credit. I know coming from a small school and back in the old days, it's tough to play. When you don't have a lot of kids that come out and do it, but they do give it a lot of start. In the girls' side, though, North Huron at Port Hope, that's an important game for Port Hope because right now I don't believe they're in the driver's seat anymore. They lost to Owen Gage, and Owen Gage girls are now on top at 6-3, and Port Hope's at 5-4.
Yeah, that's a big one for Port Hope. They need to get themselves back on track, and they can beat North Huron, definitely, but it's going to be a tough matchup.
And I don't know if Clancy's back in there tonight or if she's still hurt, so that could be a difference maker, too. But
definitely makes a difference with her, without her in the lineup.
And one other, the last game that we got going on tonight is Caseville 2-7 at Saginaw Arts. I know nothing about them, but I do know that Caseville always plays a real tough game and is a pretty good team. I know nothing about Saginaw. Do you know anything about them, Brent?
I don't. I've never seen the team play, so I don't know.
Well, we'll give our best of luck to Caseville. We hope everybody's going to be able to hear us. We do have a final for you. USA JV was victorious 55-49 over the Lakers JV team, so congratulations to them. We're going to take a quick commercial break here, and we'll be back right after we hear from a few of our sponsors.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
At Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, we know you're in farming for the long haul. Your history is measured not just in years, but in droughts and floods. At Thumb National, we understand because we've been there with our customers and our community through the good times and the tough ones for over 100 years. Whether you're planning for next year or the next generation, give us a call because at Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, we're here for the long haul too. I'm Mark Stackel, ag lender for Thumb National Bank. Stop by any of our Thumb National locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, or our two locations in Bay City, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
You want to be where everybody knows your name.
Have you dropped out, fallen behind? Has life thrown you a curve? Does completing high school seem out of reach? Do you need an EDGE to get back on track? EDGE is a positive alternative high school completion program designed to meet the individual needs of students in a very flexible format. If you need an edge to complete your high school education, contact Unionville Seaboing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194, or visit our website at think-usa.org and click on Alternative Education.
This is Lori Kemp, President of the USA School Board. If you want to step up your child's education, visit our website at www.think-usa.org.
You can make it. We can help. Contact Unionville Seaboing Area Schools at 989-883-2534, extension 194.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Seaboing, all with a local call and local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
This Valentine's Day, don't take your sweetheart out because it's Valentine's Day. Take her out because she's the one who makes your heart sing. She's the one you lean on in hard times. The one who listens to your stories. The one who makes your life complete. Treat your love to a romantic candlelight evening on Valentine's Day at Main Street Cafe and Bakery in downtown Pigeon. Choose from two specials, sirloin beef tips sautéed with mushrooms, served with choice of potato, vegetable, dinner roll, and a choice of a cup of soup or tossed salad for $9.25. Or a generous portion of lasagna, served with cheese-stuffed breadsticks, and a tossed salad for $7.25. Main Street Cafe's regular menu will also be available. Dinner hour is from 4:30 to 8 p.m. Show your Valentine how much you care. Take them to Main Street Cafe and Bakery in downtown Pigeon this Valentine's Day, Monday, February 14th.
We're back here at Laker High School where you're listening to Cruise 102.1. It's the game of the week. USA Pacers have traveled over to the Lakers during their coming home week, Brandon. If they want ambience, they got that band in the background here.
I tell you what, it's going to be a full house if it's not already. The people are still coming in, and the Laker loudmouths are in full force tonight, so it's going to be a battle, I think, here in Lakers.
Anybody that's listening and not at the games yet, I'm sure they're wondering why we haven't talked about the big Greater Thumb East matchup that's going on tonight, which is everybody knows the Marlette is coming to Ubley. Marlette's at 5-1, and they're in the driver's seat right now. Ubley's at 2-3 and is going to need some help on the way out if they want to win the Greater Thumb East or stay in contention. So we know everybody over there is pulling for Ubley. Harlow East is pulling for Ubley. The Dusty's pulling for Ubley. I'm probably pulling for Ubley. You know, I want to see it be a good race down the way, and any sports fan really wants to see it a good race. So what do you think is going to happen over there tonight?
Well, you know what, Marlette obviously controls her own destiny. If they can win out, they're going to win that east side. But I've seen Marlette play, I think, three times, and they're extremely tough. Their guards can shoot the ball well. They get good dribble penetration, and they have some bigs down low that can cause problems. So I think if Ubley's guards can match Marlette's guards play, it should be very close. If they don't, I think they're going to be in trouble.
Now, that's one issue the other night that gave Harbor Beach an opening was Ubley's guards play. Coach Shock, who was with us that night, was talking about Ubley's guards play. They're not bad guards players. They have some untimely passes, and sometimes it's not their fault. The first player maybe is not being aggressive enough. They're not coming off their steal to get the pass. But regardless of what it is, the guards are turning the ball over, or they're not shooting for them when they need them to score. They're not able to dribble drive penetrate, or their outside shot is gone. One thing, though, for Marlette, you talked about the bigs, and I noticed with Sandusky, from listening to that game on the radio, that they were having trouble. The big players were not boxing out and getting rebounds that they need to get, that they're used to getting.
Marlette's very athletic, so absolutely that's to their advantage, but yes, the big guys definitely got to control the boards, because you can't let Marshall Leibrandt and Mr. White and Nowicki get in there and get the rebounds on you, you're going to have some problems.
I'll tell you what, Marshall Leibrandt looked great against Harbor Beach. They opened up with eight straight points from him, and they set him in the paint. Of course, you got Lang down there and Hall, and I can't think of the other big guy down there for them. but you're not going to have it as easy getting in there. I think Ubley, to win this game tonight, is going to have to mix it up. It went into overtime when they played the first time, and Ubley had the lead. They come back, and they had a lead again, and they gave it up in overtime.